Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guests, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. And now here's Dinah.
When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about DuBarry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Hero in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pyrrho in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know, you know. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart of what a wonderful sister I'd be. Just tell me how you like my personality.
You better hurry and get ready so we can get over there.
Well, I'm already, Harriet. Let's go.
Ozzie Nelson, you're not going over to Dinah Shore's program in those clothes, are you? You better change.
What do you mean, change? I think I look swell in this suit. This is my Saturday and Sunday outfit.
Looks more like the Lost Weekend.
Now, Harriet, you know as well as I do, this is a very nice suit. As a matter of fact, when I bought this suit, you said it looked like a page out of Esquire.
Well, it did then. But right now, the pants look like they've been condensed for Reader's Digest. And another thing, you never wear a white shirt. And another thing, you always need a haircut. And another thing...
Harriet, please, the same things over and over again. Get a haircut, change your suit, wear a white shirt, do this, do that.
Ozzie, stop nagging me.
I'm sorry, darling.
Well, I'll run ahead while you change. I'll see you over at Dinah's.
Wait a minute, I wasn't nagging her. She was nagging me. Harriet!
And don't forget to wear a tie.
You can't win.
Back here in our Bird's Eye Open House, we always take a lot of pleasure in singing a brand new song. So here's Here I Go Again, just as we recorded it a couple of weeks ago.
And I'm all in a tizzy with wondering, ain't he or is he your guy? I should count to 10, but here I go again. Lot of good it'll do me to sigh so. Why should I stick my chin out and why wait for him to call when I seem to win out? I know I'm riding I go again. I try to do the sensible thing that's expected. But old Master Cupid connected again.
I'm kind of excited about Ozzy and Harriet coming. It's nice to see a couple as happily married as Ozzy and Harriet are. Oh, and as you and George are, too.
That's better.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you and your husband George have always been my idea of a perfect couple. You just had an anniversary the other day, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Gee, I can just imagine what went on.
You can?
Sure. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you. Look, I'll be George and you'll be Dinah.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Yes, it's a character part for you, you know.
Oh, swell.
Yes. You ready? Now,
I'm ready.
I'm your husband.
Oh, all right, Harry.
Yes?
I mean George, yes. I'm sorry. George, dear, you know what day this is?
Of course, darling.
Yes, it's our wedding anniversary. George, just think, we've been married 24 months.
24 months. It only seems like 2 years to me.
You remember our wedding, George?
Yeah, yeah.
How we couldn't wait till it was over to hurry home?
Yeah, yeah.
And try some of those wonderful bird's eye mixed vegetables?
Yeah, yeah. And remember how we had to make that train for our wedding trip, and you were afraid we wouldn't have time to cook those bird's eye mixed vegetables? Silly girl.
But you showed me, didn't you, dear? And I'll never forget it. You simply opened that package of bird's eye mixed vegetables and popped them into some boiling water.
And in just a few minutes, we had a big dish of five delicious vegetables.
Oh, yeah, what a delightful surprise. Lima beans.
Golden sweet corn.
Green peas.
Diced carrots.
Green stringless beans, all mixed together in one package.
Oh, boy. And, darling, don't you remember how I took you in my arms?
And I told you that with all bird's eye foods, all the work is done for you.
Yeah. There's no peeling, no shelling, no washing or starting with any bird's eye food.
And how they all taste so garden fresh, you think you just picked them out of your own garden?
Oh, what romantic memories.
Yeah. George, dear.
Yeah.
You know what I think we ought to eat for dinner tonight to celebrate our second anniversary?
What, darling?
Bread and butter.
What, no bird's eye mixed vegetables?
Silly boy, that is my bread and butter.
Oh-ho.
This week is the 25th anniversary in show business of the youngest and oldest, the most adorable and the most ornery child on the air. I'm referring, of course, to Baby Snooks. We think she's wonderful not only because her antics and artistry have made for some of radio's best listening, but also because such a delightful baby is herself a devoted grandmother. To her, we'd like to dedicate a tune which was chosen as the biggest hit of 1937 when Baby Snooks was no younger than she is today.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. thing. If love still can remember that spark may burn again, I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while.
Very good taste in ties.
Oh, well, thank you, Dinah.
How come you never wear one?
Well, to tell you the truth, Dinah, ties have a very peculiar effect on me. Every time I wear a purple tie, my face gets purple. And there's nothing I can do about it, either.
Have you tried loosening the knot?
Oh, now that's funny. I never thought of that, did I?
Now, you see, you're so busy, Harry, you don't have time for more than a bird's eye view of anything.
Oh, a bird's eye? Dinah, that's very clever.
That's clever?
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody that you said that.
Well, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Oh, there's Harriet. Hi, Harriet.
Hi, Dinah.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Harriet.
Where's Ozzie?
Oh, he'll be right over.
Harriet, listen, I have to tell you what Dinah just
Harry,
said.
Harriet, please, it's not...
Oh, wait, this is too good to keep. You know, Dinah just said to me, Harriet, she said that I have a bird's eye view of ties, but I tie my face too tight and everything comes out purple.
Well, it looks nice in that brown suit, Harry. Anyway, let's not discuss clothes, huh? I just had a long session about that with Ozzie.
What did he do?
Well, that's just it. He does nothing at all about his appearance. The other day at the tennis club, he was wearing shorts and a pair of sneakers.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, it was in the evening. They were having a formal dance. Honestly, I don't know what to do about him.
Oh, it is a problem. Harriet, I have an idea. If Ozzie sees that you're very attentive to some well-groomed man, that might change his attitude.
Oh, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'll be the well-groomed man.
Oh, Harry, but look at all the trouble you'll have to go to.
Huh?
Oh, well, Harry doesn't mind.
No, I don't mind. All I have to do is put on a tie, and you could never tell the difference between me and a gentleman. I'll be right back, kids.
Say, Dinah,
mm-hmm.
You just gave me a wonderful idea. Look, when Ozzie gets here, mm-hmm. Suppose you make him think you're very interested in him. And then you can point out how really attractive he could be if he dressed more carefully, huh?
Well...
Make him think you're really interested in him.
Well, what should I do?
Well, let me see. Say, you could... No, let's remain friends. I'll tell you what you could do, though.
Here comes Ozzie now, Harriet. Shh, you better not let him see you.
Well, don't forget, Dinah. Do whatever you can.
Okay,
huh?
I'll fix it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Dinah. Didn't Harriet get here yet?
Ozzie, you look wonderful.
Yes, I do. I do?
Oh, that's a beautiful red flannel shirt you have on.
Oh, well, thanks. You've noticed the long sleeves?
Oh, very attractive.
It used to have long legs, too, but I cut the bottom half off.
You mean it was a pair of...
Exactly. Notice the large patch pocket?
Ozzie. Ozzie, don't move. Just stand there.
Why, what happened?
I just want to remember you the way you look tonight.
Oh, well, Dinah, if you like the shirt that much, I'll give it to you. You can have it cut down. Or let out.
I'm not talking about the shirt. I'm talking about you, Ozzie. The way you carry yourself. I can see you now. Esquire's just selected you as one of the team in second.
Oh, what did I pay to place?
By now, you're famous nationwide. Everyone's clamoring for you. And finally, you've been invited to a party at the White House.
Well, what are you doing that night?
Thank you. I'd love to.
Oh.
Now, we're both walking down the great hall of the White House. Suddenly, we see somebody coming toward us. It's Mrs. Truman. Say hello.
Hello, Mrs. Truman.
Ask her how she is.
Please, I just met the lady.
Now we're in the grand ballroom. Suddenly we're dancing to the lilting strains of a waltz. Oh, my senses reel and my heart throbs when I think that I am dancing with one of the best-dressed men in the country, and not a man who wears a red flannel shirt.
With a big patch pocket.
And as we whirl around the floor together to the strains of the beautiful music...
Stop the music! Stop it! This whole thing is a fake.
What's wrong?
Well, if this is the White House, they wouldn't be playing the Blue Danube. They'd be playing the Missouri Waltz.
Well, as always, you're so right.
Oh.
The Missouri Waltz, maestro, please. As you and I dance around the room, you hold me closer and closer.
Please, Dinah.
Your arm around my waist grows tighter.
Please.
And tighter.
Dinah, you're bending my pipe cleaners.
Around the floor we go, locked in each other's arms. Tell me, Ozzy, what does it do to you?
Well, I.
But the music continues to play sweetly and softly.
Ozzy?
Oh, hello. And this is Dinah Shore. Dinah, I'd like to meet my wife,
Harriet.
Oh, how do you do?
Don't be silly, dear. We all know one another. And I notice you didn't bother to get dressed up after all. You haven't even got on a tie. Dinah, aren't you surprised at Ozzy coming over here this way?
As a matter of fact, Harriet, we were just discussing it.
Hello, everybody.
Why, Harry! You look positively dashing tonight with that tie.
Oh. You really think so, Harriet?
Hello, Harry.
Yeah, hi. Do you really think so, Harriet?
Oh, Harry, you're always so well-groomed. I can just see you now. Selected as one of the 10 best-dressed men in the country.
What did I come in? Second?
Third. You were carrying too much weight.
Nationwide. It's all so clear to me. You're attending a party at the White House.
Well, what are you doing that night?
She's sewing the bottoms back to the tops. Winter is coming on.
No, I'll be with Harry. And as we walk down the great hall, who do we see approaching?
I have a funny feeling it's Mrs. Truman.
Say hello to Mrs. Truman, Harry.
Don't you mean say hello to Mrs. Harry Truman? He's got it backwards.
You'd stop interrupting. I'm just trying to tell Harry how much I admire him for always wearing a tie, not being like you.
Well, would it surprise you, Harriet, if I told you that Harry just happens to be wearing my tie?
Harry's wearing your tie?
That's what I said. You see, after you talked to me about getting all dressed up, I decided to give in and wear a tie. But as I was coming into the studio, I met Harry coming out and we had a little chat.
Harry, you don't mean... Harry, you don't mean you told Ozzy our secret.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Dinah, but I couldn't help it.
All which proves the old adage, never trust a man.
Oh, you can trust a man, all right, Harriet, but you can't trust a beaver.
A beaver?
A beaver.
One for all and all for one. If there are secrets... we keep none.
Yay, verily, hail to Beaver!
Wait a minute. What goes on here?
Well, Henry here, Harry and I just found out tonight that when we were kids, we both belonged to the Eager Beavers of America.
You were both Eager Beavers?
That's right. Harry was in the over-anxious patrol, and I belonged to the, for goodness sakes, hurry division.
Find this out.
Well, it was very funny. By mistake, I gave Ozzy the secret handshake.
Yeah.
What's the secret handshake, Harry?
Yeah. Well, Dinah, you place your index finger over the thumb mm-hmm. and twist the third finger over the index finger and mm-hmm. then the second finger over the third. You place the pinky between the second and fourth and then you shake real hard. That shows the other Eager Beaver that you're a member.
It also comes in handy for milking cows.
Oh, gosh, you know, Ozzy, it feels just like old times again to have a swollen thumb after that beaver handshake.
Isn't it wonderful, Harry? Look, I can hardly bend mine.
Oh, you're lucky.
Ozzy, why didn't you ever tell me that you were a beaver?
I guess I just never thought of it.
But, darling, I'm a beaverette.
Harriet! Harriet, did you say you were a beaverette?
Yes.
Harriet. Inky dinky yonga bunga.
Dinah! Bula bula cucamonga.
Harriet, shake!
Hey, Dinah!
Hey, hey, Ozzy! Ozzy, look at their hands! How about that? Swollen pinkies!
Ozzy, I guess it's a beaver, and I'll have to forgive you. But to tell you the truth, I should have known that Harry was wearing your tie. Never seen such an awful-looking thing in all my life. Where'd you get it?
It was a Christmas present, Harriet. You gave it to me.
We're sorry that we made you feel so foolish.
Don't worry, boys, you needn't have regrets.
Aren't you angry at our little act?
What does that mean in the face of the fact that you are beavers? And we are beaverettes.
When a beaver meets a beaverette,
it's one for all.
There are memories we can't forget.
We still recall on Sundays when the boys went fishing, we would always meet them.
And then the little girls would dig up worms and we would eat them.
They were good too.
You're the cutest beavers we have known.
Well, don't talk like that.
And to think that Ozzy, you're my own.
With no cravat.
Aside from marriage, there's a greater bond between you two.
You're made for one another, so repeat your vows anew.
Onga bonga, cucamonga.
Darling, I love you.
For we're beavers. Bula bula inky dinky
beaverettes. United by a swollen pinky
beavers. And
Mom, if you're going to do your weekend shopping tomorrow, how's about putting at the top of your list several packages of those Bird's Eye mixed vegetables? Five delicious vegetables all mixed together in one package. Luscious lima beans, golden sweet corn, green peas, diced carrots, and green string-less beans, all ready to be cooked. And of course, Bird's Eye mixed vegetables taste like all other Bird's Eye foods, top quality with that real garden fresh flavor. In fact, if you don't think Bird's Eye mixed vegetables are the best you ever tasted, Bird's Eye will give you your money back. But I bet you do love them, so get some, won't you? Just make sure that when you buy, each and every package is plainly marked Bird's Eye. For there are many brands of frosted foods, but there's only one Bird's Eye quality and goodness. So for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Pan. Daddy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy says, howdy, howdy, shoot fly pie. An apple pan, Daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoot fly pie, an apple pan, Daddy makes the sun come out. When heavens are cloudy, shoot fly pie. An apple pan, Daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama, when you bake, Mama, I don't want cake, Mama. For my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoot like that. An apple pan, Daddy, your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy. Shoot like fire. An apple pan, Daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. apple pan. Dottie makes your eyes light.
Fly, fly,
when heaven's dark, Molly, shoot fly,
fly.
An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful sun. Mama, when you start to bake, I don't want no cake. Mama, mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoes like that. An apple pan, Dottie, makes your eyes light up. Your comic says, how did you shoot like pie? An apple pan, Dottie, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoot, shoot, pie, pie, apple pan.
Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest, Eddie Cantor, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and Me Too. Ozzy and Harriet appeared through the courtesy of International Silver Company, makers of 1847 Rogers Brothers and International Silver. You know, Thursday night is All-Star Night and good listening on NBC, so stay tuned for Noah Webster Says, which follows in just 1 minute over most of these stations. Night, everybody. Lady, what's the matter?
I need help on wash days.
Then get LaFrance Bluing Flakes and make every wash day a lot easier. You use LaFrance right along with your regular soap. There's no separate bluing job for you to do. LaFrance blues automatically while you wash. It's really easy when you use LaFrance. Not only that, your clothes will look whiter and brighter when they're blued regularly with LaFrance. So, if you want help on wash days, get the original LaFrance Bluing Flakes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated. KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony, Incorporated.